Gateway Christian Center. Experience life.
All right. Thank you for that response. Amen. 2 Chronicles chapter 27, verse 6. 2 Chronicles chapter 27, verse 6. Jotham was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Jerusha, the daughter of Zadok. Yes? And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Uzziah did. Howbeit, he entered not into the temple of the Lord, and the people did yet corruptly. He built the high gate of the house of the Lord, and on the wall of Ophel he built much. Moreover, he built cities in the mountains of Judah, and in the forest he built castles and towers. So Jotham became mighty because he prepared his way before the Lord his God. And Jotham became mighty because he prepared his way before the Lord his God. Amen. I want us to consider, I believe that what the Lord is putting in my heart this morning is prophetic, is for someone or for some people. I don't usually get messages that are not serial. And whenever I get a message that is not a series, I know that God wants to address something in the life of a person, or God wants to speak something to someone, or God wants to prepare us as a people. Amen. Look at somebody and tell him the power of preparation. The power of preparation. The power of preparation. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. The demand of opportunity is preparation. The demand of opportunity is preparation. The reason why people fail often in life is lack of preparation, or the lack of adequate preparation. The proof that you believe what God is telling you is preparation. The proof of faith is preparation. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 7. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. When God speaks to you, when you believe that the future, that you, when you believe that you have a great future, the first response to that future is preparation. The reason why many people do not eventually become what God wants them to become is because they fail to prepare. They fail to prepare. Many people are not prepared for the things that God wants to do with them. Many people are some people prepared, but they do not prepare sufficiently. They don't prepare sufficiently. If you know the future that God has for you, you will prepare differently. If you know the future that God has for you, you will prepare, you will go into extra. You will prepare extra. The 10 virgins that went to receive the bridegroom, 5 prepared. And how we know that they prepared well was that they had an extra. The 5 that did not prepare well, they did not have an extra. Look at your life very well. You will discover that most of the time that you failed something, or you did not become something, or did not attain unto something that you should have attained to, was because you were not very prepared. You know, we are excited about moments of greatness, but we do not know that to be truly great, preparation is required. You know, and this consumer Christianity that we have, that we want to be able to sit down on our seat and somebody come and tell you, you shall be great tomorrow. Your tomorrow will be beautiful. Your tomorrow will be fantastic. Listen to me. Every prophetic word also carries a prophetic, a corresponding action. You cannot fulfill a prophetic word without the corresponding action. You cannot move into the destiny that God has for you without paying the price that brings you to that destiny. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? If you are able to come to the, if you are able to come to Olympics, if you come to Olympics, are you hearing me? And then there is the finishing line and there's the starting line. And both of you put your hand on the ground and they say, on your marks, get set, ready, go. And they shoot the gun. One takes off. One is there. Who do you think will arrive at the finish line? The man that ran. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you refuse to prepare for the destiny that God has for you, it doesn't matter how many times God gives you a prophecy, you will not arrive there. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? Many are not prepared. And many want to get a shortcut into the destiny that God has for them. That's why, you know, when I went to speak somewhere, after I finished the meeting, I was leaving. A lot of the young men in the fellowship, they came. Literally, somebody laid down, held my leg. He's looking for anointing. If anointing was cheap like that, everybody would be anointed. If it, what it takes for you to be anointed is to hold the leg of somebody who is anointed, we'll all be anointed. Are you hearing what I'm saying? This anointing that you are seeing, there were months of fasting inside this anointing. Are you hearing me? This anointing that you are seeing, there were seasons when everybody was watching. Let me tell you something. Do you know why people are not serious Christians? Why they are not good Christians? There are people who come to their old age and you see their life. They are not doing well. They know they are not doing well. Do you know what? They missed opportunity to prepare to be proper Christians. That is why, see, let me tell you something. There are people who are believers that they are not happy with their Christian life. They are lying. They are stealing. They are sleeping around. They are not happy with it. The only problem is that they don't know how to get around it. Some of them was that the seasons when men were preparing for life, they were not preparing. In secondary school, when people were going to FCS, you were doing life. And let me tell you something about preparation. Preparation has a season. If you, listen, preparation has a season. Do you know that between when you are in primary school and when you get to university are the days that you can perfect reading? Listen to me. When you are 40 and 45. That is why masters is for people who are older. Masters, the PhD degree is not for young people. Are you hearing what I'm saying? At that point, they are not doing much of reading. Are you hearing me? They are doing much of research. The seasons that you carry those heavy books, the reason, I don't know whether they use it. Do they still use Ababio? The reasons when they read, you know those hefty books is when you are young. Because when you are younger, you have the capacity. See, listen to me. Youth gives you capacity to remodel yourself. It gives you opportunity to adjust certain things. Listen to me. Let me tell you something. One, some young people were having problem with their mother. She talks too much. And the matter came to my attention. They say, I can't. I said, it is too late. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you are 50 and you talk too much, we have to pray for you and anoint you with oil and still put zip on your mouth. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because preparation itself has seasons. Listen, I want you to hear me very well. Do you know that most of the reason why people are not doing well in marriage is the absence of preparation? Some people have prepared to be boyfriend and girlfriend. They never prepared for marriage. You're not hearing what I'm saying. I say you're not hearing what I'm saying. Are you hearing what I'm saying? These young girls, are you hearing what I'm saying? Marriage is not boyfriend and girlfriend. When you enter marriage is very different. Eh? When you are a young girl, you are doing, buy me ice cream, spend time with me. See, when you get married, the man needs to pay the rent of that house. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Oh, I'm talking to you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Marriage, the reason why people fail in marriage is that they enter marriage thinking they are entering boyfriend. They think that is a continuation of being a boyfriend. See, when you are married, you are no more boyfriend and girlfriend. That's why the Bible says, husband, love your wife. It takes love to maintain marriage. No, you are not understanding what I didn't say. It takes feelings. Love is not a feeling, no. Love is patient. Patient means that they will insult you. That girl that was bending down, greeting you, she will look you in the face and she will tell you, I will not do it. Then you will know love. Love is patient. The only thing that stops you from is that love is patient. And if you have not prepared patience in your heart, you will not, are you hearing what I'm saying? You will not be organized to accept that kind of thing. Some sisters are not prepared for marriage, because when you are doing boyfriend and girlfriend, there's no demand. When you marry, then, you know, when you are doing boyfriend and girlfriend, the guy is like your friend. That's why it's called boyfriend. Because at that point, he's your friend. When you marry, he's now called husband. He's not your friend like that too. That is when you will dress up. You are going out. Say, no, you cannot go out now. It's late. Just sit down. Then you will look at him and say, is it me? Are you talking to me? And then they will ask you, who do you think I'm talking to? I don't know whether you understand. Then you can cook your best. And the man says, Jessica, I didn't feel like eating this one today. Then you will understand now that you are now what? Married. And if your heart has not been designed to accept such a reality, you will be acting out. Somebody will just be cooking. Even when you cook, you now say, dear, you are not prepared for this game. This one is not that one. Tell your neighbor, this one is not that one. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The guy you've been doing friend with, now you need permission to travel. You thought that when you were doing boy, you thought that you can just carry, when you were doing boyfriend, you can just carry your bag and travel. Now you travel with application. After you apply, you get approval for the application. Like, you can apply and approval can come like 2 weeks after application. Dear husband, in bracket, former boyfriend, I wish to inform you that in 2 weeks' time, I want to go and see my mother. I will be glad if you approve. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The reason why people fail in life is the lack of preparation. The lack of preparation. You are unqualified for anything that you are not prepared for. You are unqualified for anything that you are not prepared for. People do not prepare because they underestimate what lies in the future. When you underestimate how the future will become, you will not prepare sufficiently. Hallelujah. Praise God. Do you know that many people become leaders and they were never prepared for leadership? They were never prepared. Most of the people who led Nigeria were never prepared for leadership. They were prepared to take power. They were prepared to enjoy what power provides, but they were never prepared to lead. Is the reason why this country is the way it is. Unprepared people are coming. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Yes.
People were not prepared. People were not prepared.
Preparation, I said, is the proof of faith. If you believe God said it, you will prepare to receive it. The number one sign that you don't believe in what God said is that you are not preparing. Opportunity favors the prepared. Opportunity favors the prepared. Somebody said luck is when opportunity meets preparation. They said the person is lucky. He's not lucky. The person was prepared when opportunity showed up. What are you preparing for today? What is God preparing you for? What is God taking you into? God responds to men who are prepared, not necessarily men who are ready. Listen to me. There's a difference between being ready and being prepared. Are you hearing me, sir? A 35-year, 40-year-old man can be ready to marry, but he may not be prepared. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He may not be prepared. Preparation. Are you hearing me? If you're a young man, preparation for marriage means that you are ready to die. No, you didn't hear what I said. Listen to me. Marriage for a man is death. The Bible says, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church, that he gave himself. Any man that is not ready to die is not ready to marry. The day you are ready to die, listen to me. The day you are ready to become nothing and nobody and listen to me. You know, the day you are ready, I'm trying to get the right word. The day you are ready not to insist on your right as a man is the day you start becoming a man. You don't get it. Listen to me. I hear young men. When I look at them, I laugh. A man is a king in his house. Truly. But go to the men that are kings. You will see them with singlet, cleaning, doing lesson for children. When they go, are you hearing me? When other men are going for lunch, they are saving the money. All of you young men who want to marry, that you're having men's hangout this evening ahead. All right. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you hearing what I'm saying? The Bible says that husbands love your wives as Christ loved the church. The Bible says that he gave himself. What do you give? A woman can give her service, can give. What a man gives in marriage is himself. That's what a man gives in marriage, is himself. You know that self? That is the thing that makes you want to. What's that word? There's a word that's just been escaping my mind. You know? When you want to insist and show that you are a man, that is what you give up. All those men that, when you hear a man saying, do you know I'm the man of this? I say, I've lost it. The day you start saying, do you know? Why are you announcing it? The Bible says, and he washed her. The Bible says, and he will wash her, that he might present her to himself. Anything that your wife is not is the assignment that you have left. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying tonight? God responds to men who are prepared, not men who are ready. You can be ready and not prepared. You can show up at an interview, well-dressed. The first question they ask you, you can't answer because you were not prepared. You were ready, but you are not prepared. May you be ready. May you be prepared and ready in destiny. I said, may you be prepared and ready in destiny. There are five dimensions of preparation. Number one, the preparation of the heart. The Bible says the preparation of the heart is of man. The preparation of the heart is of man. The Bible says, and Daniel proposed in his heart. The preparation of the heart is of man. You know, there are people whose heart is somehow. There's a preparation of the heart. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When a person's heart is cultivated, he has prepared a platform that God can work on that heart. That God can work on that life. That God can work on that life. Let me tell you something. There are people you can't teach. And there are people you can't help because of the nature of their heart. You know, the Bible says concerning that seed that fell on hard ground. The Bible says because they did not have root in themselves. That is that they were hard ground. See, it's the reason why God cannot do certain things in the life of certain people. Their heart cannot receive. Their heart is hardened. That's why scripture says today, if you hear his word, harden not your heart. That is that there, listen to me, there are things God wants to bring into the life of a man, but his heart is not prepared. His heart is not malleable. There are people, listen, if God will talk from today to the end of the year, they will not change. Are you hearing what I'm saying? People who cannot change are people whose heart is hardened. It's as that those hearts are not prepared, has not been cultivated, has not been broken. So the Bible says, what do? Break your fallow grounds so that God can plant the seed of the future he has for you. You know, there are people who are not stubborn to your face. They are there, they listen to you like they heard what you are saying. When they stand up from the place, they go and do exactly what they always wanted to do. And what you eventually see is that in the race of life, are you getting me? You attended the same class with them. You did the same things with them. But when you begin to enter the race of life, one person goes ahead and you are wondering, but we're in the same place. We had the same message. No. The Bible says that the same message they had was the same one we also had. But the problem was that one heart was hardened. The other one was open. You know, I used to think that when a stubborn person is the person that says, I will not do. Listen to me. Some of the most stubborn people are the people that you are talking to them. They say, yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Kai, thank you, sir. What you said is wisdom. Kai, I'm blessed. When they turn, they will become worse than when they were talking to you. Preparation of the heart. The Bible says the preparation of the heart is of man. It is of man to prepare his heart. Listen to me. You must position your heart in a way that God can talk to you. You must position your heart in a way that you can repent when God shows you your error. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If not, you can have a heart that is designed in such a way that God cannot penetrate you. Number two, mental preparation. Some people are not prepared mentally for certain things. Some people are not prepared intellectually for certain things. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There's a preparation you need to do. Going to school is important. Because going to school gives an opportunity for you to change your mind. You know, some people used to say that the earth was flat. Somebody said the earth was round. They killed him for saying the earth was spherical. That was why they killed him. Do you know, your ignorance can kill people. Are you mentally prepared for what God wants to do with you? The future you desire, are you mentally prepared for it? Sorry, I'm talking about marriage a little bit today. Some of you should not marry certain people, though. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You are a young girl. You see one brother, he talks nice, dresses well, can relate at a certain level. Because women marry up, men marry down. Now, when you see that guy, the way he is, the guy has a master's. You're still struggling with diploma. Listen to me. If you marry that guy, that your diploma will create problem in that house. Because a time is going to come. Pastor Uche, stand up. A time is going to come. Charity, you know you're the one I'm going to call. A time is going to come. Intellectually, come. And if you're a woman, listen to what I'm saying. Because this is the error that women make. Intellectually, a season will come. Face him. This is how you will be talking to him. You are him. Your level of thinking will now be the same. When he's telling you, let's go right, you'll be saying, let's go left. Not because you don't mean well, but because you are intellectually lower than the person you have decided to yoke your life with. Thank you, guys. You are not intellectually prepared. Some of you want to become great in business. But you don't have the requisite education. You are good in trading. But you don't know how to. They will cheat you. Listen to me. Listen, let me even tell you this. If you don't know AI, you are in trouble. No, you didn't get what I said. AI has changed education for good. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I can hear somebody saying, please, excuse me, what is AI? Are you hearing what I'm saying? If I were you, this year, part of my goal would be to learn like 5 AI tools this year. AI has changed education for good. In the next 2-3 years, you will not be operating at the same level with the people that you are sitting close to. And we have lost some people in this service because they don't know what we are talking about. Listen to me. I remember when they started Bitcoin. When Bitcoin was nothing, I clearly remember a friend of mine told me, he said, "How Bitcoin?" I said, "You know," and those of us who are religious say, "Abun Antichrist, and the Antichrist is coming." So, Jesus has not come. Bitcoin has risen. You don't have it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Please, are you hearing what I'm saying? I want to give you this. Let me say this. Have a self-development plan. This is not school. This is not, yeah. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You never know when you will need it. Every certification you can lay your hands on that you are interested in, do it. You never know. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Listen to me. All you have is a secondary school certificate. You see, you are disadvantaged though. Am I talking to you? Is it that you are meditating or you disagree with me or you are, why are you quiet on me? If all you have is a secondary school certificate, you are disadvantaged. There are opportunities to get a degree now without having to go through a normal university. You have open university, you have correspondence. Go and do it. If you don't know, what I'm saying is prophecy. Go and do it. I don't need to say, my son, hear he the voice of the Lord. If you cannot hear this voice today, are you hearing what I'm saying to you? Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? Do you know masters now is like degree? There are people you are sitting close to that have 3 masters. The world we are going into is a different world completely. It's a different world completely. You must be prepared financially for your future. You must have a financial, you must go into financial preparation. Financial preparation. Please, I want you to hear me very well. Life does not give you notice when things go wrong. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And in this life, you will have tribulation. The man that is prepared is the man that faces life when it shows up. If you stop working today and you have no means of income, can you live for the next 3 months? Do you have what it will take for you to live for the next 3 months? I want you to hear me very well. What is your financial plan? What preparations are you making financially? Number 4, emotional and psychological preparation. I talked about that in the areas of marriage, in the areas of relationship, in the areas of relating with people. Physical preparation. Some of us, as you are sitting right now, you are sick and you don't know. It's not prophecy. It's not negative. When I mean you are sick, I don't mean you are ill. I mean something is wrong and you may not know. Some of you have never gone for checkup. You have never gone. Any time you had to do tests was by force. Nothing surprises me like people who self-medicate. I'm surprised at people who self-medicate. You call somebody, you say, "How are you? You're not sounding well. Your voice doesn't sound well." You say, "I'm having malaria." You say, "How did you know it's malaria that you're having?" Listen to me. Many things have similar symptoms. At least talk to a doctor. Let them tell you that you are okay. But there are some of you, the moment you know, you have the diagram and you have the list of drugs that should be for a particular thing. The last 5 challenges you had, you never asked a doctor. And that is even what, you know, sometimes you are just suppressing something that you don't know. When last did you go for a full medical checkup? When last? You may not be prepared physically. Some of you, if something that requires running starts now, you cannot reach this roadside. If they say run now, this road, you will not get there. This road that is here, you can't get there. You are only assuming you will get there. You are only telling yourself that, I'm telling you, you will know. By the time you run halfway and you can't run again, you will know. You will know. You will know. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? The way you are eating, we know you're not prepared. We know you're not prepared. The way you eat, we know you're not prepared. Ask your neighbor, are you prepared? Are you prepared? You must prepare strategically. What are the plans that you have for the future? Listen to me as I close. God hides. God can call the unprepared, but God does not use the unprepared. Listen to me. God can call the unprepared, but God does not use the unprepared. When God calls you, the first thing God will do with your life is to prepare you. Now listen to me. The man that is most prepared at the point of call, are you hearing me? Is the man that God will use first. Before he prepares the man, he needs to prepare and then use you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So two people can be called on the same day. The man that had prepared himself before that day will be deployed. So in the things of God, why some people seem to be ahead of others is not because God is partial. It's because God will deploy the man that is most prepared. Moses was ready but not prepared. He was of age, but God was not ready to use him. Because there were things that Moses didn't know in his life. How prepared are you? How prepared are you? When God prepares men, God prepares men in obscurity. God does not prepare men in the open. Listen to me. People that like, listen, you know, we live in a season where people, where everybody wants to be a celebrity. Everybody wants to be on this. Everybody wants to be on that. Listen to me. God does not prepare men in obscurity. God does not prepare men. God does not expose you to prepare you. When God wants to prepare you, God hides you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? God hides you. Sometimes God hides your business because God knows all the mistake, all the problem that will happen to you if that business. Are you hearing? So He gives you customers that can manage you, customers that can manage your mistakes. That's how God shows you mercy. Listen to me. Sometimes the reason why you're not married is not because a demon is following you, it's that God is saving somebody from you. There's no demon involved. It's God. That thing you are trying to cast out is the Holy Spirit. He is the one ensuring that certain people don't see you. One of the questions you have to ask yourself is that if you were the other man, will you marry you? You're just nasty, you're just dirty. You talk anyhow, you live anyhow, you expect God to now punish somebody by attaching that person to you. You are just a lazy guy. And you, because God hates that girl, she will now make you her husband. No, tell your neighbor, God is just saving somebody from you. He's just saving somebody. God is just saving somebody. God is a good God. God is a good God. He's just saving somebody from you. Just saving somebody from you. So when God, listen to me, when God wants to help you, He hides you. When God hides you, listen to me, the sign that you are in a season of preparation is that everything you do for publicity, God will not allow you to become public. You know those of you who, there are some of you that I recently checked my Facebook. I'm only following two people. I saw somebody's the own. I think he has like 100 this thing. He's also following 100 people. You don't have anything to say. You are talking to us on Facebook. Have you heard some people talk on Facebook? They offend you. What they are saying offend you. No content. Nothing to say. You must go there and expose your foolishness. When God hides you, are you hearing what I'm saying? Listen to me, please listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. Officially, it was last year, I think, officially. Well, Morenike is not here. I think it was last year, officially, that they started, officially. Everything they did before that time was unofficial. It was last year. During the week, somebody called me from Pakistan. He says, sir, we've been blessed by your teachings. You just think that you feel because you have phone, you can just stand there and talk. People that have content, sir, even when they don't have all the fine light and everything, content goes, it flows. You are just disturbing people on social media. And some of you need to tell your friends, what you are doing is you are disturbing people. Oh, stop it. You need to tell your friends the truth. Tell them the truth and help them. Listen to me. A season will come. Are you hearing what I'm saying? A season will come. If you cough, people will listen to it. But for now, that season has not come. Is anyone hearing what I'm saying to you? When God wants to prepare a man, he keeps him in obscurity. He keeps you away from the limelight so that he can make you what he wants you to be. When Satan wants to destroy you, Satan exposes you when you are not ready. They give you an exposure that you don't need. Are you hearing me? There are things that people can bring you into that you must reject. There are things that the people bring you into that you reject it. Obscurity teaches you the discipline to love isolation. Obscurity teaches you the discipline to love isolation. Because God prepares men in isolation. If you don't appreciate isolation, you will destroy yourself with exposure. Everybody is not yet ready or designed to face exposure. Every significant season of your life will be prefaced by a season of seclusion. When God wants to do something great in your life, when God wants to take you into a new season, he will first cause you to retreat. Have you noticed that if you are going to shoot a gun, you must pull a trigger first? Have you seen that if you are going to shoot a catapult, you must pull something? Have you noticed that if you are going to shoot a bow, an arrow, you must pull it back first? Every time God wants to do something with you, he must cause you to go into seclusion first. It is when God has dealt with you in the place of seclusion that God releases you into the place of exposure. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Do not despise the days that nobody knows you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I said, do not despise the days that people don't know you. Those are the seasons that God forms you into what he wants you to be. If no brother is toasting you, glory to God. Build your character. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? The Bible says, we heard about Jesus in three phases. We heard about Jesus when he was born. Then we didn't hear about him again. The next time we heard about him, he was 12. He was in the temple. Are you hearing me? We didn't hear about Jesus for the next 18 years. The next time we hear about Jesus, John the Baptist is saying, look at the Lamb that taketh away the sins of the world. Are you hearing me? The next time we said, the Holy Ghost led him into the wilderness that he might be tempted, he went to write the exam. Listen to me. Preparation is always personal because the exams you write in life are personal. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The exams of life are personal. You are the one that know the kind of exam that you are going to face. So therefore, you are the one that must know the preparations you must make. Some of us don't know how to build relationship. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You must put yourself in a place where you can build relationships because of the kind of future that God wants you to have. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying tonight? I said, are you hearing what I'm saying? This, I asked the Lord yesterday, why did you stop me from teaching what I was, the series I was working on? And the Lord said to me, this is prophetic, it's for somebody. It may not be for everybody, but it is for somebody. And if it is not for you today, just speak what I'm saying and keep it somewhere. A day is going to come, you are going to need it. You are in a, everybody is preparing to go into something. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Somebody is preparing to go to school. Somebody is preparing for a job. Somebody is preparing to get married. Somebody, you are, we are always in seasons of preparation for anything that God is going to do with us. And seasons of preparation, and for you to be able to perform well in that season, you must prepare. You must prepare. People fail because they don't prepare. People fail because they don't prepare. If you are going to become what God wants you to be, you must decide to prepare. And let me say this. A friend of mine said this to me many years ago, and it changed my life, changed my ministry. He said, if you arrive late at the stage of destiny, then you must increase your homework. Do you understand what I'm saying? When I went to secondary school, I went to two secondary schools. The first secondary school I went to, I was coming first, second. That was the only thing for 2 years. First, second. Then they took me to another school. Guess what was my first result? 14. I knew I have arrived where the big boys are playing. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now, listen to me. I was number 14. That was Genesis 3, first term. 14. By the time we were in third term, the Genesis 3, I was number 3. By the time we finished university, secondary school, I was the overall best student. My whatever they call it, was 14.5 over 15. Because I knew that I had come late, and I knew I have work to do. When you show up late, it means you have work to do. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You can't go out with the boys. You can't go out with the girls. You can't play the games other people are playing because you have arrived late on the scene of destiny. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When you arrive late at the scene of destiny, you have extra work. Don't behave as if you are the normal. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Don't behave like you are the normal person. See, listen to me. Most of the people who entered ministry, who I entered ministry with them, started ministry, auntie, 5 years before me. Some of them 7 years before me. I knew when I was entering into ministry that as far as time is concerned, are you hearing me? By the time we started this church, I was 30. There were people who started church 21. There were people who started church 22, 23. That is the ideal time people start because it gives them opportunity to make mistakes, correct their mistakes, and come back again and do ministry. Do you know the mistakes some people have made in ministry? Some of the people you are celebrating, you know the mistakes they made in ministry. Some of you don't even know. Some of you don't even know that what they are living with is their mistakes. But because they have had time to correct the mistake, adjust things in life, memories have passed. It looks like nothing ever happened to them. I knew that I had arrived in ministry far behind when men arrive in ministry. When you see Abioye building a church today and the church is full, my brother, not preparation, no. Is more than 40 years of. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Don't look at him and say, see anointing. It's not the anointing of today. There's an old anointing sitting somewhere. Are you hearing what I'm saying, church? When you are arriving late, you must do extra work. Some of you need extra work. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Don't say I'm 35, I'm 40. When am I going to start school? How long do you think you are going to live? You are asking the wrong question. Ask the right question. There are some of you, the work you are doing today, you cannot do it in the next 20 years. Have you prepared for the next 20 years? What is the pivot? What is the change? What is the deflection you are going to make? It begins now.
Are you prepared? Some of you, listen to me. You don't have a business buying car. That car you want to buy is not the Holy Spirit that is talking to you. It's your competitive spirit that is talking to you. That car you want to buy is not the Holy Spirit. It's the competitive spirit in you. You don't have 20 by 20 land to your name. You want to buy a car. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying today?
I sense in my spirit that God is trying to call the attention of somebody. God is trying to call the attention of somebody. Some of you want to go and start doing business in Abuja.
You have not run with the businessmen of Gombe. You have not made it here. You have not succeeded here. Hear that they are still buying your things out of sympathy. You are still doing friends and family. They just buy your sobo. They don't really like it, but let's just do market for you. You have not fought with the people here. And can I say something to you? Let me give you one advice. Please, don't let your Abuja friends be deceiving you. Because I discovered that some of you, your Abuja friends are deceiving you. When you go around them and you see, what is around them, you quickly start hearing God. They are working here. They are paying you 50,000. You can still survive till the end of the month. You think that you can arrive in Abuja with 50,000 and survive. Do you know your friends that are talking to you? You can go to Abuja and do 3 months. You have not seen them. Listen to me. You are not qualified for the next level until you are overqualified for the present level. Prepare for that. Listen to me. The response is not to pack your things and move. The response is to prepare. Once you are prepared, listen to me. There's a way life pulls the man that is prepared to the stage that is prepared for him. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There's a way you can be in a hole, but if you are prepared, there's a way life pulls you out of that hole and brings you to where you should be. Get ready. Get prepared. Prepare more than life may demand of you. I didn't consider myself to have really prepared as much as I should for ministry, but I thank God for the preparations I made. You know, do you know that the reason why sin is dealing with you is lack of preparation? You lie, then you remember that you just lied. Because you were never prepared to deal with sin. You were never prepared. You never prepared yourself to deal with relationships. You can't keep a relationship because you were never prepared. You have wrong expectations. Listen to me. Register. Are you hearing me? Open a school for the next dimension of your life. Are you hearing me? Open a school for the next dimension of your life. Apply to that school. Accept the admission letter and enroll for the preparation for the next dimension of your life. The moment you discover you're not prepared, your next assignment is to begin preparation. Because listen to me. Life is very brutal. Nature abhors vacuum. If you don't move in, somebody will move in. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The adaptable, the people that can adapt are the people. Listen to me. It is not the most skillful that eventually wins. It's the man that can adapt. It's the man that has the capacity to redefine, to remodel himself, to fit the challenges of his future that will eventually arrive there. When we started church, I used to preach, man. How many of you were in church when church started? I preached. I preached though. But you know what? Preaching does not establish people. Teaching establishes people. When the time came to move out of preaching, it was important that are you understanding what I'm saying? It was important that I made that switch. Sometimes the reason why marriage is not working is that the man or the woman have not made the switch. You are married, but you are still single. You go out and come back by midnight. Sometimes you don't come back home. That is single boy's mode. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You are married, you are not providing. That is single guys. I can go to Pastor Mao's house and we're gisting. And night can catch me in his house. I can just, oh boy, shift, I beg. I'm not going home. That is the meaning that you are single. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It means that you have no responsibility. Responsibility means you show up. Are you hearing me? If they talk to you, they say, why are you coming late? It's not an insult. It's a demand to who you are supposed to be now. Amen. Amen. Be ready. Be prepared. There's a future that God has for you. And that future requires a man that is prepared. Father, we thank you. Let this word find a place in our hearts and bring forth fruit. In Jesus' name.
Gateway Christian Center. Experience life.